Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Oh man, I don't know if you guys are actually trying to talk to me right now, but if you are, I can't hear shit, so you should just hang up on me.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm fine. I haven't gotten any
no libcons lately. None of that. Interesting. I wonder why.
That's one of my favorite unintentionally funny things that the audience has ever said. In case you don't know, by the way, new listeners, there used to be a frequent Metal Injection forum commenter called Rob Pasbani is a libcunt.
Mm-hmm. It was a commenter on like political posts.
That was his name. That wasn't like his tagline.
Yeah.
He's alerting you from the top line of message what this is going to be about.
I guess he doesn't comment anymore. He changed his username.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
And are you still a libcunt?
I am very much. I am a socialist pig.
Well, Rob is such a libcunt that he like approved the username libcunt.
Yeah.
Rob is a libcunt.
I believe in free speech. I guess libcunts don't believe in free speech now. That's weird.
Yeah, it's getting very wavy.
I heard that guy went back to his original username, Frank Injection.
Oh, you asshole.
Pepe.
Pepe
in the chat says.
Burn.
I want to play this clip, but we got a video this week.
We did?
From a fan in Germany, Ben.
Is it a JOI?
A what?
You know what JOI? All right, go on.
What's a JOI?
It's a little Easter egg for the kids.
All right. Well, it was a video, and it's him talking to his Amazon Echo with his Alexa features.
So good.
And it's pretty incredible. Let's take a listen.
Alexa? Ask Metal Injection if they work for the CIA.
Yes, they're part of the Yiddish Disinformation Department.
Excellent. Alexa, ask Metal Injection who killed baby Daniel.
Son of a Chris Benoit, 7-year-old baby.
Alexa, ask Metal Injection if he killed his wife too.
His wife.
Alexa, ask Metal Injection for a date with Chuck.
I have a fetish for old men. I swipe right on Chuck.
Aww.
Alexa, ask Metal Injection for one.
That was great.
What song is that from, by the way?
It sounded like System of a Down.
It is,
yeah.
But it's not the same.
Yeah, no.
Because I play the one that's Streamline. Let me get that. There it is. That's a short one, sorry.
Oh, is it from Goodbye Blue Sky?
I don't know. Is it from a Serge Tankian solo album? Or not solo album? I don't know that song. I think it is.
You're the expert.
I don't really know all of Serge Tankian's solo stuff.
I very much enjoyed his first solo album.
I do. I like it, but it's not as good as System of a Down. But I enjoyed it. But I don't. I'm not like I can name you every System of a Down song and not his solo album.
Maybe it was a question.
Goodbye! Taking the pain away.
Is this Freebird?
I'm doing a Pink Floyd. Oh, I guess it's an acoustic concert.
Big trees on the side, are they real? Fuck the way. Goodbye, blue sky.
This is hurting me.
Yeah, they do that in live shows.
The Avril Lavigne System of a Down cover, is that what that was? Shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dubba.
You want to do
solo.
This is not the best.
This is great. I gotta pull this for hanging up on people.
Goodbye! 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 Goodbye, the music of the night!
I don't think that was it either. Ben, you're going to have to email us.
But that was, I think it's just probably later in that song and it gets more rockish. Wouldn't it be? Because it's the same exact vocal line as what he said.
Oh, that's
whoa.
A good one.
Goodbye!
He needs that band.
Yeah.
His voice is always
yeah.
great to me. Play that back. That part.
Is that him or is that a second?
That was him.
Goodbye!
Oh. Can I just say, what is it with like famous vocalist voices getting shitty? Like Eminem put out a new single this week, and it's
put out a whole album.
But I just heard the single, and it doesn't even sound like him.
I don't think he sounds bad at all. I think he sounds great. I think it's a shitty song.
Well, that too, but even the vocals, just I don't know. Some it doesn't sound right.
I dig that about him. I like his offbeat, quirky voice. I know a lot of people can't stand it.
No, I loved it on the System of a Down records, but here I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you what you like or anything, but I do feel it's what's influencing me is that song is awful.
The lyrics, you
it's
mean?
It's awful. The lyrics and just the arrangement, and it's like so pretentious.
So it's not his voice, it's what he's doing.
My opinion. Okay. I could be wrong. Maybe he was hearing it differently. I think his voice still sounds the same.
Sure.
But, you know. Ugh.
Yeah.
Garuda.
Goodbye! Goodbye!
At least he's not covering Simon and Garfunkel yet.
Oh, no.
When he gets to that point, we're in trouble.
Oh.
It's coming. One day. Unless that reunion happens first. Save him from himself.
Terrible. But it's okay. Can I play that again?
I was a member of mine.
Oh, he did cover it.
Oh. We're on the subway, Wolf! In pink.
I will shut this. What are you looking for?
I just want all the goodbyes.
Okay.
Goodbye!
This is one of my favorite songs of the day. They're a wonderful band.
They are.
They should really put out some new music.
The whole
is
definitely more than
some
of its parts.
Yeah. How long has it been since their last original?
2004.
Oh,
or 5.
Wow.
They had a double album that came out in 04 and 05 separately.
Were they just touring?
Yeah, 2005. Yeah, we saw them on tour. No, we saw them. Oh, they toured like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Yeah. They just picked up. But yeah, it's been a really long time since they put out an album. Probably my favorite band of the last 20 years, I would say. By far.
They were
not
very good.
Not who debuted. Well, I guess they debuted more than 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say.
Yeah, we get what you're saying.
I'm not counting all the bands I grew up listening to. And they're already old, too. I have a very old musical taste.
I just remember, like, when they first came out, I just sort of lumped them in with all the other new metal bands, and I didn't even really give them a chance. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was at the Brooklyn College radio station. Somebody played them for me, and I was like, oh, wait. This is actually really fucking good.
That was when they were first coming out.
It's like if the Dead Kennedys were metal.
You see that.
Just the weird vocals and the political.
Sure.
And I was like, all right. And then I listened to the whole album. It was fucking incredible.
Yeah,
their first album is still one of the best debut albums.
And their second album is one of the best sophomore albums, I
sure,
feel.
But the first album is like in a league apart.
I love the first album, but I love the second one more.
I like Toxicity. Oh, that's, again, like Rob said, I'm not putting down the first
album. Yeah, the first album is amazing. And I agree, it's like a dirtier, more like punk. I could see why it appeals more to you. But
I think they honed what they were good at on the first one and elevated it in the second.
Yeah, yeah. Like
maybe it's just because I was caught so off guard by that first one that it just had such a stronger impact because I didn't see it coming at all. Or with the second one, it was great, but I knew what was coming, sort of.
Yeah, I wanted to. When I listened to that, to the second one, it was like, I want to see, like, where are they going with this now? With that sound that they. And it went to a great place, I thought.
Yeah. And we got even more political. And,
mm-hmm. And then I thought, like, Steal This Album was a little bit of a drop down from that.
Right, well,
but a couple of my favorite songs of theirs are on that.
Is that where Bomb Repeat Bomb is? Is that on that album?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
There's excellent tracks, Dan Maroney.
We need more bands like that now with the political climate. They were definitely a George Bush era band. We could use that kind of political music on like a mainstream larger stage. That's why. Do a Trump album. Come on, guys. I'm sure they have things to say.
What if some of them are for Trump now? What if that?
Well, then at least we'd know to let them taint all our memories of their good albums from before, and it'll be a Mustaine situation.
Sid, I didn't recognize Bomb Repeat Bomb from S.O.A.D., and I looked it up, and it's a Ted Leo song.
Is it? Oh, God, you know what?
Yeah.
It sounds, it's very System of a Down sounding, and that's why I got it conflated in my head.
They have a song just like Bomb. Boom, boom, boom.
That song.
So I thought maybe you meant that.
Yeah. What's that called?
Very good. That's called Boom, I think.
Oh, Boom, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's why I got, okay.
Let me hear this Ted Leo song.
It's a pretty heavy Ted Leo song. It doesn't really sound like the rest of his stuff.
I like Ted, you know, take or leave. I'm not like a huge fan of
Barry. He's an enormous Ted Leo.
Yeah. But doesn't this sound like it could be a System of a Down song?
This is a System of a Down
song. Oh, I'm all confused.
Oh, then yeah. But I, no, I want to hear.
Where's the Ted Leo song? Yeah. Is this on Steals This Album, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's already a System of a Down.
See?
Oh, yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's the same fucking thing.
Totally. Crashes.
Sounds like he's covering a System of a Down song.
You know he does. I probably thought that he was. I probably thought it was that song.
Excellent. I'm gonna go listen to this.
The rest of the stuff does not sound like this. So if you're expecting more like this,
no, I've heard Ted Leo.
Yeah. Rob, you've got a chip on your shirt.
I'm saving it for later.
Your shoulder.
Yeah.
Get a chip on your shoulder.
So that was fun.
I definitely dived into Ted Leo when Barry started reading about it back in the old days.
He's good. He's got some really good songs. He's a good singer.
Very talented.
His last album was a little bit boring. Fun stage banter as well.
Mm. So did you see that, you know, Danzig, Lynn Danzig.
Lynn Danzig, is that his mom?
Lynn Danzig, mom of Glenn. Now, Glenn Danzig, or the venue where Misfits are playing, I believe this week, sent out a memo to ticket holders that there was an updated cell phone policy and that there was no use, there would be no use of cell phones, smartwatches, cameras, or recording devices during the show.
No. I fully support this.
And that, first of all, you have to pre-print your tickets because you cannot use your phone.
What show is this? I missed the beginning of
The Misfits reunion in Vegas. And then if you don't bring a ticket and you have to have one printed there, there's going to be a fee for that, a reprinting fee, which is bullshit.
What was the fee, though?
Like I don't know.
$1?
No, it's never $1.
It's probably like $5, especially in Vegas.
Well,
in Vegas, it's probably like $10. That's ridiculous.
You're already paying a service fee for the ticket for you having to do all the work online to order it.
Upon arrival at the venue, all phones and smartwatches will be secured in yonder cases.
Okay,
and
I think Chris Rock did that because when I went to see Chris Rock, I had to put my phone in this little.
Yeah, and
when
Dave Chappelle did it too. It's a pouch and it locks. You cannot open it.
But you get to keep it with you. You don't have to check your phone and leave.
But if you do have to check your phone, you can exit the venue and there's like unlocking stations.
Yeah.
Where you can then open the phone and
I thought it was like it's yonder. You keep it yonder over there in a case.
No, there's stations in the lobby.
And it takes a fortnight to open it.
So you like it? What do you think about this policy?
No.
I fully support it. I like it a lot.
Why? Oh, because it's the Misfits?
No, I'm fine with the Misfits. I am really always annoyed at every concert I go to because people have their phones out all the time and I have to look past people's phones.
Sid has a really good point because I was sitting kind of like on a balcony. And I feel like if people would have been checking their phones, it would have been distracting to me because it was so dark and like only the stage was lit.
Okay.
So I guess I kind of see the point.
Just be in the moment of the event you're at.
Yeah,
so
I
this
agree.
Forces people to do that.
My only counter argument, I would say, and it's their venue or their show anyway, and they can do what they want with it within reason. It's legal to do this, so I don't begrudge them that. But I do think there's a point where you cannot legislate people being assholes. Or not, you legislate them to not being assholes. And people are going to find a way to be assholes and disruptive if they're determined to do it anyway.
But so I think most of these people don't even think that they are being disruptive.
Right,
it's
I understand.
It's just the way to experience concerts now because we've let it become that.
I think it's I have reservations about it because there are situations where, you know, you really need to be – I can go to a show and not use my phone. So I go to the movies and I don't use my
phone. You're in the minority.
I mean, sometimes I do, but I don't like sit there on my phone the whole movie. So like,
you know,
I don't think the privilege of using my phone should be stripped from me because of that. Like what if there's an emergency text or something?
Well, you could step out and answer it.
How do I? Oh, you can see that you can receive texts?
Yeah, the phone is still on. So, it's just in a pouch. You can't like look at it.
So how would I know I got a text?
Do you feel the vibration or you hear the vibration?
Feel it.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, is it like a reentry kind of thing where you could go to the front of the venue and open
it's
it back
not,
up to look
and
then go?
It's outside in the venue. It was like inside.
Yeah, it's like in
like
the lobby.
Yeah,
yeah.
But and they'll open it up for you so you could look and then you go back inside and it's closed again. Okay, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, I can absolutely relate to that because when people have their cell phones up, literally at my eye level, because everyone's so fucking short and I cannot see. And I mean, definitely a first world problem because I already have the advantage of being tall to see over them.
It's annoying no matter
but
what height you are.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And what's so frustrating to me is these certain people that have to tape every song or like a part of every song.
Yes.
And it's like, you're never going to look at
that?
This.
When
there's
multiple people in a group and they're all taping. It's like, can't one of you at least be the designated taper and then just send the video to everyone else in the group? Why do you all need to be doing this?
I always find myself thinking about how many terabytes of data are on YouTube of people who shoot these shows and just upload them and then never watch. Like how many?
And then how many people don't even upload? They just shoot this and it sits on their phone and
they
never
look at it
again. You're
right. How many unviewed gigabytes, terabytes, whatever's past
terabytes
of unwatched like Lady Gaga concert, unwatched Metallica concert.
It doesn't have to be a big artist. And literally every show you go to, no matter what size.
I sometimes like to take a photo because here's my philosophy. I like looking at time hop and whatever and just being reminded, oh, 3 years ago I was at this show. I take one photo and I'm done. That's it. I don't need video of every song. Yeah. Oh, a special appearance. The person. If somebody comes on, at most I would be like, maybe I should take this for Metal Injection. But even then I'm like, oh, look, there's 30 other people.
A thing I noticed more lately is also not only people filming the show, but filming their face with the show in the background.
Oh,
so it's like a video of them enjoying the show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
While
usually
not
on
looking
Snapchat
at the stage.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? I'm so
here.
This is
my reality show.
For the longest time, I've always, like, anytime I'm standing behind, like, annoying person at a show, I think, you know, if I just very subtly unzip my pants right now and pissed on this person, they probably wouldn't be able to tell for a while.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm getting, as the years go by, I'm getting closer and closer.
Don't do it.
They wouldn't figure it out unless they're wearing shorts.
Don't, you don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you could be put on a sex offender registry.
Oh,
That would be a sex offender?
But
you'd
be taking your dick out at a concert.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you meant the pissing action.
That'd be a whole other. There'd be multiple charges if I got caught.
Oh, boy. By the way, Rob, the next thing after Tera is petabyte.
Oh, petabyte.
A petabyte would be 1,000 terabytes.
But then there's zettabyte.
It's a ways away. A petabyte and then 1,000 petabytes is an exabyte. 1,000 exabytes is a zettabyte.
There we
are. That's 10 to the 21 bytes. And after that is a yottabyte.
Mm. Yottabyte. Mm.
Ten to the 21 byte was Rob's nickname in high school.
I'm one byte away. I don't know.
Actually, petobyte was Rob's nickname.
There's a robabyte.
Wait, a yottabyte is a trillion terabytes.
Damn.
Well, now we know.
What kind of computer has that much space?
Nothing yet.
Terabytes are super cheap. Like I was looking, it's ridiculous.
How much are they?
Like you can get a terabyte for under 100 for sure.
Hmm.
Which is, to me, that's why. Like you can get 5 terabytes for $100 or something like that.
How much is a petabyte? You can just ask for more.
You know what? You're right.
Can you buy a petabyte? Is that like commercially available yet?
Spell that right or you're going to get put on a list too, Rob. Be careful.
He's going to get PETA.
PETA, Rob.
Yeah, I got it.
Bite some pita.
Just saying, I don't want you to go to prison.
They don't seem to have one. They don't seem to have petabyte drive.
For you.
Oh, go on the dark web. Go on tour. Right, a petabyte.
No results. I guess the most. Metallica's album, by the way, is the best-selling hard rock heavy metal album of
ever.
2017.
You've even hardwired to self-destruct.
Yeah, which actually came out the year before, which kind of shows you the state of record sales in the hard rock and the heavy metal. Here's the list. So Metallica number one, Imagine Dragons number
that's,
two.
That's heavy metal.
It's hard rock.
What was the qualification of this list?
I apologize. These are Billboard's top rock albums.
Rock, okay.
This
I would say
rock.
Imagine Dragons is rock.
Yeah.
They're not metal.
Yeah, I misspoke. My apologies.
I don't even think, for a pop band, I don't think they're the worst thing.
21 Pilots at number three with Blurryface. The Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Oh, that's those soft rock songs?
Yeah.
More Than a
the
Feeling.
The Suicide Squad soundtrack.
What was on that? I don't even know.
I don't even.
Suicide Silence?
I don't think they were.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Suicidal. Oh, they're just all.
Actually, I do believe Suicidal Tendencies was on.
Sounds like a death or no death category.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco.
They put out an album. They're still a thing.
Death of a Bachelor. Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's an exclamation point, Rob. You have to say
Panic.
Yeah. At the Disco.
Good job. Linkin Park at number seven. The Lumineers at number eight.
So suicide. More suicide.
Did the Rolling Stones put out a new album? They're number nine.
I don't know. Did they kill themselves yet?
No, not yet. And then Tom Petty's Greatest Hits.
He's dead. Rest in peace. Lots of death. Death on this list.
Or no death.
No, just the death.
Mostly death.
That's so petty.
Tom Petty.
Yeah, not to beat a dead horse, but that album is fantastic. Great.
Which
album? Metallica album.
Oh, Hardwired. Yes, I enjoyed it.
Still hasn't worn off the novelty. I believe it belongs in the pantheon of the great Metallica albums, not the pretty good like Load and Reload. I don't like, but the Black album I feel like is in that Load tier. Mm-hmm. Good album. But the great ones before that, this one belongs in that.
Okay. 847. Area code 847. First, can you hear us well?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I can.
All right, that's good. Right. We were having some issues earlier.
Steve,
who is this?
I don't know. Who is this?
Oh, it's Sean.
I just got home from work, and I couldn't think of anything better on the last night of Hanukkah to listen to a bunch of Jews complain about fucking phones at a concert, man. This is great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What, you like that when you're stuck at a concert with people in front of you filming the whole fucking time? Come on, Sean.
I could give a shit. I'm the guy holding up a pillar, just leaning on a wall, so I'd like the phones don't really get in my way.
Nah, you're too nice.
I thought you were taking a shit at the venue. You're like, oh, I'm taking a shit.
Well, I do that too.
Holding up a pillar is slang, Chicago slang for taking a dump.
Yeah.
You really got to go hold up a pillar, man.
Yeah, I have left many a pillar in my wake. That shows. That's right. That's right.
Sausage-based pillars.
Yeah. You know how I do. But I missed the show tonight, and I wanted to make sure that I got home from work and called in and said that you all are wonderful human beings, and I miss you terribly.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you.
Work.
A meeting. A very important meeting.
Sean is very important. He's a big wig.
Yeah. He's a media mogul.
You wear wigs, Ash?
Say it again. Cut out.
No, that response was what it deserved. Let's just sit in that. Can we just bathe in that, please?
Ferment. So, Sean, what was your favorite album this year?
Oh, shit. It'll be probably a toss-up between...
That's a
fucking...
That's the new Serge Tankian solo project.
I mean, it certainly isn't Body Count, which showed up on all of your fucking lists. But
great. I love that album. It's so good.
Sean, here's the deal.
I saw it.
An exclusive interview with Rob, and this is what he had to do in exchange.
I liked it even before. You could do it. No, fuck you.
I got a bigger question. What was that?
I don't know.
Picking a door. What's happening?
A bus almost hit him.
He had to hold up a pillar.
What happened?
With his dick.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, my balls are just sitting on the fucking phone. Are you hitting the button or am I hitting the button?
You're hitting the button.
We're not doing anything.
We're just doing a radio show.
I'm not using like a fucking like landline. I'm not hitting any fucking buttons here.
We're not hitting anything.
We're not even hearing any disturbance other than you screaming bloody murder earlier.
Awesome. I assume that because you interviewed Ice-T that you have your contractually obligated to put a Body Count on your shit.
No, I genuinely really enjoyed that album. I listened to it a lot.
He's got his fingers crossed, Sean.
And his legs.
Too far. No, it wasn't even my favorite. That was like my fifth favorite album of the year. My favorite was Mutoid Man.
Yeah, but then, in your little like preview image for your albums, that's one of the albums that's there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Money in the bank.
It's not like it was ranked third. It was ranked like fifth. Maybe if you actually read the article.
No, I'm too busy. I'm just saying that gives high praise to put it in like a preview image. I'm just saying.
Well, so you didn't even answer like what were your jams?
I don't know. I maybe 68 was great. The New Bronx was great, and good. New Cannibal Corpse is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. Didn't make it was good. I enjoyed
it. That guy fucking came here and sat
very
here and talked with you.
That just shows I don't display favoritism to people that hang out with us.
True.
We've given them plenty of publicity. They're wonderful. The new Converge is lovely.
Yep.
Igor.
Also true.
Igor.
I actually was listening to that today. That's fucking great. It was great.
Yeah. It was very good. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Sean.
I'm. You know, I do what I can. You know. And I miss you guys terribly, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, that's really on you.
Yeah. You know where we are.
Well, I'll be seeing Rob at Dillinger's. That works out.
That's true.
Unless he sees you first.
Mm.
He probably will because he's tall.
Yeah. Well, that means I'm easier to spot. Sean would be lost in the sea of short people.
Sean's really pale.
Exactly. Very pale. Just look for the pillars, and I'll be there. That's fine.
What's that?
I said just look for the pillars, and that's where I'll be.
Oh, yeah. The duty pillars.
That was a callback, as we say in the industry. But
which industry is that?
I don't know. Sex industry? I don't know. I'm on many industries nowadays.
Rob thinks I should be socialized.
I have a question for Sean, though. But, like, the pillar, I mean, like, how many of them are you leaning on when you lean on them?
I would love to say this for the first time in my life. One.
Sean, goodbye.
Well, that was Sean, everybody.
Yeah,
that was Sean. All right. We have
another little gift for us for our 9th anniversary.
That is. It's true. It is. Today is the 9th anniversary of our very first episode 1.
Yeah.
Hello!
Rob's off the show.
But that's a pretty cool anniversary, I feel like. The only thing I've done longer than the show is Metal Injection Cell.
And smoke weed.
Yeah, I've smoked weed for a long time. That's true.
You've been committed to it.
And thank you, everybody who's been with us along for the ride, either all 9 years or at any point during the 9 years, if you hopped on board. This train keeps rolling all night long.
Or for a few more minutes.
Yeah. And we have a few voicemails. So let's hear one let's hear this.
Livecast, this is Kyle. I just started listening to last week's episode, and I totally would have dominated that game that you were playing where you play the like half second of each song. I know every one of your memes and songs, and I totally would have got every one of them right. And then Noah teases the idea of giving away a pair of her underwear, and I'm like, oh, wow, fuck me. So I really wish I would have been listening live, but anyway, so far I've been laughing a lot. I thought Sean was going to be there. What happened to that?
Yeah.
Aside from that, had a question. I was wondering if the live cast has ruined anything for you guys. For example, Noah's picture-perfect idea of what Dave Mustaine was or is, whatever. Because now she kind of hates the guy or the idea of who he is. That's all. Hope you guys are enjoying your Hanukkah. And, take care.
Excellent pronunciation of Hanukkah. I would say the live cast. Well, it's hard to say that the live cast ruined Dave Mustaine for me because really Dave Mustaine ruined.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's really his actions that ruined him for me.
And
whether we have this podcast or not.
If this show didn't exist, I would feel exactly the same as Dave.
Yeah.
In fact, I've gotten some comedy out of it and levity.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise, I'd just be disgruntled about it.
Agreed. Yeah. So that's a.
I had an immediate thought when he said that, and I was going to say my relationships with men.
Oh!
That's what it's ruined for me. That's okay.
In the sense that you've gotten into fights with men you've had relationships with previously because of the show,
who are on the show?
Pretty much. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, and C.
No.
And not just one guy you've dated was on this show either.
Oh, I mean, not even them being on the show.
I know.
Just,
I was just
like it causing problems.
Things you talked about on the show while.
Right. I think it makes a lot of guys uncomfortable that I'm so open.
Metaphorically
with everything.
Speaking. Yeah.
That I keep Mindy Mayer's business card in between my.
Oh, in the cooch.
No paper cuts.
Yeah, but
have any of your previous boyfriends wanted to beat any of us up
no.
for something we said to
no,
you
no,
during
no.
the show.
Never anything like that. Because what you say, it's funny. It's not offensive.
It's what you say that they're going
to
say.
Just that one guy that wanted to beat Sean up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Sean that they wanted to beat up.
Yeah.
Not
no, not technically a host.
Not anymore.
And all right, we got another voicemail.
Hey, Rob, Noah, Sid, and Darren. This is Jonathan from Texas. And I had a question for you guys. Wanted to see if you guys have ever had this situation happen to you where there was something that you wanted to happen, so you focused on it and I guess willed it to happen. I guess maybe that's what The Secret's all about. Seems like this has happened to me more than once on some pretty crazy things. Not to sound weird, but I think I willed it to be that I was able to, you know, cross paths with Noah when she was in town last summer, which it was awesome to get to meet her and spend a little bit of time to say hey to you guys in person, at least one of you. And just last week, I was thinking, man, you know, I really love Monster Magnet. I really hope they put out something soon. And looking at Metal Injection feed, I see that sure enough, they are coming out next year. I can't wait. So have you guys had this happen too, or do I just wield some awesome power? Anyway, happy end of Hanukkah, guys. Take care. Bye.
Well, thank you for all the kind Hanukkah wishes. I like that. And Merry Christmas to you, Jonathan. I will say, I do believe that if you want something to happen, you really have to want it in order for it to happen.
You have to envision it.
But I don't think because you're envisioning it, it's happening. It's because you don't give up and you try to find every angle until you get what you want. That's what makes it happen. I actually very recently had to deal with this in that I needed to get, or I wanted to get out of my lease early.
Mm.
And my landlord was not having it. And I was like, no, I am getting out of this lease. I have an opportunity to move into a far better apartment. I cannot make this happen. And I very much wanted it. So what that led me to do is just to do my research and find out ways to possibly break the lease. And it really wasn't easy because I was technically in the wrong, and my landlord had all the power in the negotiation. But thankfully, in New York City, most of the buildings are pretty old and not necessarily up to code. And if you start threatening to call some inspectors to make sure everything is up to code, all of a sudden landlords are much more willing to negotiate with you. So
nice.
In my desire not to let it go, to make something happen and to want something to happen, I was able to come to this point and find a way to get out of it. So I do think that's the way to do it. And really, even in a much greater, to a much greater extent with Metal Injection as a whole, you know, when it started 14 years ago, which is so crazy that Metal Injection is like that, you know, I wanted it to be my full-time job and it took 8 years or whatever, but it became that. So
yeah, that's just depends how you define the word will. If you
mean, yeah,
it's like this pseudoscientific, like I'm going to imagine, like The Secret or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that, which is what he referenced. Yeah.
Oh, he did. I didn't even say that, but that's complete bullshit.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that. But
physically manifesting things you want by working for them is the way to make things happen. And that's not always successful.
What about what about the live cast curse? Does that count?
Well, I don't know. Do we really want to?
Oh, that's a real chink in my argument.
Rob.
That's not what I meant.
Even Noah's offended by that.
Come on, guys.
I do have a very specific power in this department.
Oh,
there are three or four different times when me and my wife first got together where she would come home and complain about annoying coworkers. And I wished on those coworkers that they'd be fired. And within a month or two, they were fired.
Now,
in one case, my wife ended up getting that person's job.
Oh, I would like to see the statistics on the turnover rate for this company.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that high.
Well, Sid, I have a lot of people who need to get fired.
You're not my wife.
Oh, so it's only a power that works.
So far, I could try.
Marry Sid.
Give me a list.
It'd be like Big Love. You have two wives.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
just for the purposes of to further your career. You don't have to, like, you know, sleep together or anything.
And, like, in return, you get me, like, a discount on hummus or something? I don't know. What do you, Israeli powers? You give me some jujitsu lessons? I don't know. I'm just thinking, what could I get for free as part of this deal? Guitar lessons? Maybe guitar lessons better than jujitsu lessons. But you get me a guitar also, and then teach me.
Okay.
And then I'll get some people fired.
Okay.
Cheap
Trying to make a deal here. I'm the deal maker.
I love it. Any more voicemails?
That's it for the voicemails. We did get an email.
Any callers? We didn't get to play our game today.
Yeah. No. Kyle, if you're listening now, you claim to have all these skills. What the fuck?
Yeah,
let's go.
We'll do it every week. So call.
So we have Jerry calling in. Emailing, I'm sorry. I'm a little
like, wow, that works real fast.
Wow, the secret is true.
We willed it.
213-943-3688. That's the number if you're listening. But so Jerry writes, hey, guys, been listening to your show for almost 2 years now. I recently moved from the East Coast of Canada to the West Coast, Newfoundland.
That's another oh hello.
Newfoundland to cocaine. Alberta, and literally listen to you every day on the 5 day drive. Well, that's awesome, Jerry. I've always enjoyed writing music, specifically metal, but due to how shitty NL was for this scene.
Newfoundland.
Is Newfoundland's...
You'd think it'd be NF, right?
Or NFL?
No, it's their postal code. They have to be two letters.
Yeah, oh, that's true. For the scene...
Newfoundland is one word, and then land.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Mm.
I haven't been able to actually find a solid band, so as you might guess, I have no singer or other band. Well,
Tim Lembesis is looking for musicians. Give him a call. He's also on the West Coast.
Yeah, if I like the Newfoundland, you know, I'm Tim Lembesis. I do not like it, the Jew.
Yeah, Newfoundland, not Jewfoundland.
I there just wanted to share my work with you guys, specifically Rob. Lately, I've noticed you have the same love for industrial and electronic as I do. Oh, hello. I love electronic metal and industrial metal. Same.
Isn't it all metal electronic? I mean, they plug into amps, right? It's all electronic.
I think the electronic aspect is the drums. If it's like fake drums and it has synths.
So Master of Puppets. He's into Master of Puppets.
No, that's bad drums. They're still not
a drum machine.
Really?
That's the rumor.
Oh, interesting.
Never heard that one. It's too sloppy to be a drum machine.
I think it's that album. I know one of the Metallica albums from that era, the rumor is that it was a drum machine.
I can't buy it because all the albums just sound sloppy as shit.
Could
like all the other ones.
For All, maybe?
I don't know. I'll go
I remember
take a
hearing
listen.
This like a decade ago.
Well, let's hear this.
Yes. Are we going to thrash or trash?
Yeah, sure.
This Lars sounds terrible here. Oh, sorry.
Sounds like it's short circuiting.
It sounds like my cordless phone is out of range.
Yeah.
It was just the intro.
That sounds like Korn, maybe?
Yeah, or Fear Factory.
Good for Fieldy still getting work, though.
Oh, it's this part. I like this riff. This sounds like, music to like a wrestling promo or
yeah.
Yes.
That was an NXT wrestler scene.
Yeah, like the intro music, yeah.
This match is scheduled for one fall.
One fall. I have to say, I think there's a potential there for sure. I think there's some, I like this riff. It's a good riff. The drums sound pretty good. And I think you
no
should
vocals.
Keep... Yeah, well, he said he doesn't... He can't
sorry.
Find a vocalist. So if there's any Alberta live casters who want to contribute vocals, or anyone from around the world, you could look up Jinxist. J-I-N-X-I-S-T. Spaces between every letter. Jinxist on SoundCloud. That's Ratchet. Noah?
Sounds like you're trashing.
Yeah.
Feels like you're trashing.
It's like if there's a little bit more, like, leave the vocals off and, like, add a little bit more variety, then I would thrash it.
That's, I agree with that. But maybe that's not what they're going for.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, dude.
I can't. It's okay, but it's very repetitive. And it's very commercial sounding. I don't know if that's also what maybe what you're going for.
Commercial sounding is good. That means that it would appeal to a lot of people.
No, I mean like literal
polished.
A commercial.
Oh.
It sounds like it's from a commercial.
So
like join the army.
Yeah, it's like someone diving out of a plane on a Mountain Dew commercial.
Which means that he'll actually make money off of
his
music.
Okay,
yeah.
But like
you.
I said, I just said if that's what you're going for, you achieved it. But that's not what I would sit down and listen to.
But it's very professional. It's very competent.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I'll give it a mild trash only because I do hear good things in it, but I would definitely not sit down and listen to that. And because it repeated, sometimes I'll say, you know, this isn't my cup of tea, but I could hear how it would be enjoyable.
You did that earlier with Armando's Rumba.
Yeah. No, I actually like. But this, I would say, it's just because of the repetitiveness. It moved to a trash.
But this could definitely, I could hear it in like as a music background music for a commercial or like action movies,
100%.
Or like any like rock radio station that just has like music beds underneath the DJs talking.
Yep.
There's definitely like if you just want to make money off of this, but not actually be like a rock star, there's definitely ways you can make money off of that stuff. Okay.
Well, I would change my perspective if that's the case, because if that's the case, I would say you nailed it.
Yeah.
100%.
It doesn't seem like it because he says he's looking for a singer and all that.
Right.
But I'm just saying if that all fails, you could take this in a different direction and it'd be profitable for
agreed.
You.
I don't think that is the case either, but I'm saying if we were to reevaluate this in that light.
Yeah, then you get a thrash.
I think you'd get a unanimous thrash.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway. Sid, what was your final
verdict? Mild thrash.
Okay. 51% thrash. So 2-2. Yeah. But keep plugging.
Is there anything else in that email?
That is it. And I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas.
We're saying that again.
We're not going to be on next Tuesday. We're going to be on next Thursday. We're going to be on 2 days later. So, you know, because we got lives.
Got stuff to do.
And we hope you'll hear us. And, of course, you can always keep up with us on the social media. We're posting every day at facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast and twitter.com/milivecast. You can hit up our YouTube, youtube.com/milivecast. We post clips and... you could hear full episodes there now.
I want to say something else about the YouTube, which is then in addition to recent shows and all shows going forward being uploaded there, we also will upload the parodies and all the other bits that we do. In addition to that, we also stream the show. If you're hearing this any other way and you want to listen to the show live and call in on Tuesday, when we're on usually on Tuesday at 7-ish to 9-ish Eastern time.
Because we're Jewish.
Right. If you want to listen live, it's also on our YouTube channel. And there's a chat there, which we want to like start encouraging people to use the chat.
Excellent point, Dan Maroney.
So please do that. Please listen live. Please subscribe. And please like our videos. It helps.
We'll be back next Thursday with a brand new live cast. Until then, take a listen to this. This is
Okay.
Sid's over there working. Lucky got a job. Good for him. Sid is a guy who is just delusional, okay? Don't worry about Sid, please. Okay? Okay. Okay. Sid's had a fascination with me that goes back so many years. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.